Good evening, Commander. I was told you wanted to see me. Sure, I'll take a seat. Oh, not there. Closer? Yes, sir. So, what was it that you wished to speak to me about, Commander? Ah, well, for a moment there I was very confused. I have continued to outperform every other ensign on this ship, and, well, ever since we left our base, I've done nothing but work hard and contribute to the engineering department, and not only the engineering department, but I've also been very helpful in the quantum mechanics department whenever they've needed any help and whenever they're short-staffed because somebody's out with mono or some ridiculous 20th century illness. I really am at a loss. I don't understand why you would call me here. Well, other than to reprimand me for doing something that I can't think of, no, I can't imagine why you called me here. I'm not being defensive, Commander. I'm just confused and just a little alarmed that I was called from duty and taken away from my work to, I don't know, chit-chat? No, thank you. I do not want a drink. But I should accept it because I need to loosen up. Pardon me, Commander, if I may speak freely. Thank you. I don't understand. I don't understand why we're here right now, and I don't understand why we're having this conversation. I'm perfectly fine just the way that I am, and I don't need to loosen up. I need to get back to work. The captain? My friends? Commander, I don't have any friends. Exactly? So what you're telling me is that the captain himself is concerned about my lack of social skills and my lack of socializing and making friends on the ship? Well, that's preposterous. I mean, what does that have to do with anything? I do my work well, and I'm excellent at what I do. What more do you want? Where does socializing have anything to do with this? Oh, I see. My father. I should have known my father had something to do with this. I know that the captain and my father talked before I came on the ship, and I know that they're very good friends and that they still talk every day. But, well, don't you think it's none of their fucking business what I do or I don't do? Well, if you were my father, I'm sure you would be glad that I'm not running off doing stupid shit like all the other dumb bitches on this fucking ship. Pardon my language, Commander. Yes, you're correct. You did give me permission to speak freely, and I often use that kind of language when I am aggravated, as I am right now. No. What I'm saying is, instead of being worried that I don't have any friends and that I don't do anything fun or whatever it is that you people call it, I think that he should be glad, and you and the captain and everyone should be glad that I'm not up to no good, that I'm not off wasting time, that I'm not off sneaking off with other ensigns or other higher ranked officers doing God knows what, breaking the entirety of Starfleet general protocols, directives, and orders, all of which I have memorized. Okay, I could be doing way worse instead of being, apparently, a ship hermit. I mean, you know, I'm sorry to cut you off, Commander, but I don't understand whose fucking business it is, other than myself, that I choose to just keep to myself and do my work, do it well, and excel in everything that I do. It's lowering morale? Commander, please. When has it ever lowered morale that one of your best shipmates is actually doing their work, doing it well, and minding their own business? I don't start fights in the hall. I don't sneak around to people's rooms. I'm not sneaking into anyone's private quarters and taking anything from them. I don't understand. Of course I'm frustrated. You're telling me that I'm boring and that you're calling a special meeting and having me sit here across from you to reprimand me for being boring. When has that ever been a fucking problem? I'm sorry, Commander, but not everybody could live a life like you, and not everybody wants to. What do I mean by that? Well, you're not exactly known for being a straight-edge, by-the-book guy, Commander. Oh, no, no, no. Please don't give me that fake surprise. It's not a good look on you. Everybody knows you're off gallivanting, not only with all of the other members of the ship, but with anybody that you find on any of the planets that we dock in. Did that sound judgmental? Oh, well, I certainly intended it to, because you put all of us at risk every fucking day with your reckless behavior, and you have the audacity to sit across from me and tell me that my behavior is wrong? Oh, you're not telling me that my behavior is wrong, just that the captain and my father are worried about it. Well, the captain and my father can go fuck themselves for all I care. Excuse me? I could use a fucking to make me ease up a little bit. That is completely uncalled for and extremely unprofessional, Commander. What? No, I don't have animosity against you, and I'm certainly not jealous of you. I think that you could behave differently and behave more professionally, and maybe if there were people like me at the top ranks, then things would be a little bit tighter in Starfleet, and we wouldn't have all the issues that we always run into, is all I'm saying. No. That is absolutely preposterous. I'm not acting out against you because I have any sort of interest in you. That is ridiculous, and I would rather never be part of this ship again if you even think that's something that runs through my mind. No. No, Commander, I, no, I don't think about those things, and I would never, ever break protocol and break the handbook and fraternize with somebody of a station and a rank so far above mine that is completely against the rules. And I follow the rules. I am a good ensign, and I follow the rules. What? I may be a good ensign, but what about a good girl? I don't know what you're talking about, Commander. Certainly that's inappropriate, even if I knew how to answer that question, I wouldn't, because that's not, no. No, Commander, I cannot look up at you right now. I cannot look into your eyes while you stand above me like that and just ask me all these questions. No. That hurts, Commander. Your hand on my chin, squeezing like that, that is uncomfortable. Huh. Yes, you did ask me a question. I don't have to answer it. I have no obligation to answer it. It's not a work-related question. Pardon me, Commander, but what exactly was your question? Well, am I a good girl? I certainly don't know what you mean, but I would really advise you to remove your hand from my face, because I will fight back. And I'm not a shrinking violet, Commander. I'm not one of these tiny little cadets on the fucking ship that you can do whatever you want with. I am a big, strong woman, and although I am many ranks your subordinate, I have no problem punching you in the fucking face for touching me the way you're touching me right now. So I warn you, please remove your hands from me. That's not appropriate, Commander. Gripping me by the hair and bringing me to stand in front of you is not appropriate. But it hurts. It's not. Anyway, to treat somebody under your command and your power. Well, it certainly is much easier to look into your eyes now since we're eye level. Don't crush me up against you that way, Commander. I told you that I will not hesitate to fight back, and I am not a weakling. Yes. You've noticed that, huh? Have you? Well, I suppose it's kind of hard not to notice a 6 foot tall raven haired ensign that always wears the tightest uniform, fitting her curvy cut body, Commander, you're gripping my hair even tighter, and it hurts. There's nothing in the rule book that says I can't have my hair loose like this. Especially when I'm not working with machines. Well, it's kind of an awkward moment to tell me you like my hair, Commander. But I suppose if you're tugging on it like that, I guess that's an indication. Commander, this is entirely inappropriate. This is not part of the protocol of Starfleet. I'm sure the captain's not gonna like this when he hears about it. When he hears how you've crushed yourself up against me and how one of your hands is gripping my waist so tight that I can feel your organ against me. I am sure that's not appropriate commander behavior. What do you mean the captain's not gonna care? He's not gonna look the other way. He's friends with my father. He'll fire you on the spot. How do you know that I'm gonna tell the captain? Well, I'm telling you right now that I'm gonna tell the captain the first thing that I do when I get out of here and you release me from your grip is go straight to the captain. Just go straight to the bridge and tell him everything that's happened here. That hand that's cupping my ass is not, definitely not appropriate. I don't want this. I don't want this, Commander. I don't want this. I don't want you. I fucking hate you. I hate you and I fucking resent you because you do everything you want and you break all the fucking rules. Nobody cares and nobody looks the other way and I fucking hate it. I fucking hate it because every moment of my life, I'm just the goodest, best girl, best ensign, and nobody recognizes it, but you can go around and do whatever the fuck you want and break all the rules, and you're seen as a fucking idol. Oh, no. No, Commander, please. Please don't. Oh, please don't kiss down my neck like that. No. I hate it. I fucking hate it. Please stop. Please stop. Please stop, Commander. Please. Please. I can't fucking stand you, and I would rather have anybody else but you doing this to me right now. No. I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know. No, it's impossible. You can't feel any heat radiating off of my pussy. That's wrong in that word. It's just like, I can't believe it came out of my mouth. And it shouldn't come out of your mouth either. It's not. You can't feel that on your cock. No, we're wearing our uniform spacesuits. There's no way that anything can escape this. Why am I out of breath? Well, it's kind of distracting when I have my superior licking and biting at my neck and zipping my uniform like a fucking predator and just getting better access to my clavicle and licking and biting at it. No, I will not, Commander. I will not admit anything that is not true. I only speak the truth. I will not admit that I want you because I do not want you and I do not want this. I am a slave to my body and I cannot control the way that it behaves, but I certainly cannot fucking stand you. And the last thing I want to do is have your lips move down as you lower my uniform over my tits, down my arms, and down to my hips, and down over my waist. Oh, no, please, no, please, not down my legs. I know, Commander, it's pretty tight. I have some very thick thighs and calves. Oh, please do not caress my legs as you bring down my uniform. Please, Commander, I'm asking you, don't do this. Please don't do this. It's absolutely humiliating, and I can't handle it. Please stop. Please stop. I don't want to step out of my uniform. It's cold, and no, I'm not going to stop covering myself. Oh, Commander, my hands hurt. Yes, your hands hurt. Ripping my arms apart like that so that I can... Ripping my hands away so that you can see my tits. Commander, please don't say that. Don't say that. No, I've never noticed you looking at them before. I've never noticed you looking at me like that before. It's the way that you look at all the other girls, but I'm too busy working. I never expected you to notice anything, and I didn't want you to notice anything. I'm here to do my job. I'm not here to get... I fucked like a piece of meat by one of my superiors. Please, Commander, please don't. Please, no, please don't put your hand. Please don't. Oh, no. Please take your hand out from between my thighs, Commander, please. Please. No. I don't want it. That's not. No. No, it's not. What you're feeling is not any indication of anything. Why does it sound like that? When you slide your fingers between my pussy lips? It's a natural humanly body reaction, Commander. It's not anything to do with you. I assure you, it has nothing to do with the fact that you are the one that has your fingers sliding over my clit right now. No, Commander, please stop. Please stop coming so fast. And please take your hand out of my hair. You're back to pulling my hair and rubbing my clit, and I don't like it. No. No, I don't like getting finger fucked by my commander in his quarters. No. I'm a good girl. I don't like this. I'm a good ensign. Oh, I'm a good girl. I don't like this. I don't want this. No. You, Commander, stop. Oh, please. Please, Commander. No, I'm not getting more aroused because you're pulling my hair. No, absolutely not. I don't like being treated like a cheap whore. No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't like it. I don't want it. I don't want this. You're forcing yourself onto me, Commander. You're forcing yourself onto me, and you're raping me with your fingers. I don't want it. I never asked for this. But I'm enjoying it. No, I'm not. I'm not gonna come for you, Commander. No, I'm not gonna come on your fingers. No. That's not a direct order. It's not a real order. It's not a real order. No. No. I disobey my commander's orders by not coming on your fingers because it's not a real order. Oh, no. Please, commander, don't. Me with your fingers and your tongue, and then I'm not gonna thank you for that. I didn't want it. You forced me to, and my body just reacted to it. I'm not gonna thank you for that. No. No, of course not. You're not a good kiss or anything. You're just... sorry, I was... Oh, God, fuck. It's just hard to think right now because I you forced me to have an orgasm that I didn't want. And now my brain is all scrambled and I'm all confused. And that's why I didn't enjoy your... I don't want to kiss me. No, stop. Stop. Stop it, Commander. Please. Please stop it. This has gone too far. Please stop it before you do anything else that gets you into any more trouble than this has already gotten you. What do you mean? When was the last time I came? I don't know. When we were still on Earth? I can't remember. It's... Yes, that was 4 years ago, but that doesn't matter, okay? Why are you asking me right now? I obviously just came now, so it's a moot point anyway, and, you know, fucking 2 minutes ago was when I last came. Just stop. Stop feeling my tits like that. Yes, my nipples are hard, but that's because I just came, and they're actually kind of sensitive, so please... Oh, please don't use your teeth on them like that. I really stuck them into your mouth like that either. Why are you doing this, Commander? Because you've always wanted to taste my tits. You can't just go around tasting people's tits like that. Just... Oh, that's not appropriate. Oh, it's really hard. It's a really hard bite there. Commander, please just get it over with. If you wanted to fuck me, just fuck me, but stop playing with me like this, please. Stop playing with me. My body. Just using it like that. Oh, please stop. This is not what I want. If you want to use me, just use me and let me go. Just stop. Stop sucking my nipples like that. No, I don't want you to force me to have a good time. I don't want it. I don't want it. I want to just work and be focused on that. I don't need to be distracted by this. I don't want to be distracted by thoughts of your mouth on my tits again. No, I definitely don't want to be distracted by thoughts of your mouth on my pussy. Please don't. I really don't want your tongue lapping up my juices like that. Yes, Commander. Well, from what I can understand from your muffled words, yes, this is kind of a position I'd like to see you in. No, I understand, Commander. I understand that it's not a subordinate position at all because you have all the power with your tongue darting out between my lips and circling my clit like that. Especially when you close your mouth around it like that and suck. Please, 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 Commander, please stop. Please. Oh, please stop. Stop violating my body with your tongue like that. What do you mean? What do you mean? I'm not thrusting. Oh, my cunt forward onto your mouth. Oh, no. No, I'm not holding your head closer. I'm trying to pull your hair to get you off of my cunt. Stop. You're the one that's bringing my hips forward. With your hands on my ass. Stop, Commander, please, 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 please stop, please, 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 I beg you, please, 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 you didn't listen to me before, but now, please, please, what do you mean you want me to come on your tongue? No, oh, no, please don't, no, please don't, lick me like that and almost make my ass at the same time. Commander, please, please stop, please. Yes, Commander. Okay, yes, Commander, I'll come on your tongue. My glit. Oh, it's sensitive. Please stop. Please stop. Please stop. Please stop. No, what are you? I can taste. Oh, my God. That's what you wanted? That's disgusting, Commander. It's absolutely filthy. The way your tongue just darts into my mouth. The way it just licks up my tongue. It forces me to taste my juices. Oh my God. I think tastes good. Thank you, Commander. What the fuck am I saying? Please, Commander. Please stop this. Please. I suppose you're right. After you've given me two orgasms, I guess the least I could do is just shut up and take it as you fuck me. No, that's not. No. I don't think about your dick. I've never thought about your dick. I've never wanted it. I'm just prepared to take it like a good girl because I guess it's what I have to do. Yes. Yes, Commander. I'll just bend over here. Bend over this. What? Why did you grab my arm? You don't want me to bend over? Why? You can fuck me better that way, I guess. Without having to look at me. Oh. You want to look at me? You want me to look you in the eyes when I come this time? You don't know that I'm gonna come. Just, you don't know that you're gonna be able to do that with your cock. I suppose I could just sit back on this table and just open my legs like this. You're not even gonna take your uniform off, Commander. You're just gonna unzip your pants and holy fuck. Oh, take out your cock. Well, after being thoroughly used by your fingers and your tongue, I don't think I'm gonna have any trouble taking that. Oh, well, it doesn't feel terrible. Oh, rubbing up against my slit. Oh, I'm just teasing my entrance now. It's not great, but it's not bad. Oh, Commander. Oh, that's a grip you have on my hair again. Your other hand holding my back. Bringing me closer to you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think I can take your cock like a good ensign. Like a good girl. Oh, please, please don't make me beg for it, please. Please don't make me beg for you to rape me. Please, please don't. That's so fucking humiliating. After everything you've done to humiliate me, Commander. I don't think I can. Beg for that. But if I don't beg for it, you won't fuck me. Well, I guess you are the one that's missing out on it. Oh, well, if I would have known that my cunt was gonna feel so full with half of your cock in it, maybe I would have done a little bit better. I'm begging. Okay, how's this? Please, please, Commander, please. Please, please fuck me. Please, Commander. Please fuck your dirty little ensign. No, it's not good enough for you. What do you want me to say? What the fuck do you want me to say? You want me to beg you? You want me to beg you to rape my tight? Tight, good little cunt. Is that it? Oh, yes. Oh, I can tell you like that, Commander. Oh, is that it? Oh, is that it? Oh, is that what you wanted? You wanted me to finally break down and beg you to rape. Oh, my frigid little pussy. Oh, while you pull my hair. Oh, fucking just pound into me. Oh, Commander. Oh, I've never known you to be such a man of force. Oh, I've never known you to be so harsh and unforgiving. Is it all because you're fucking me to teach me a lesson? Oh, you've been wanting to fuck me for a while now, but I won't take the bait. No, because I'm not one of those little sluts. You saw me as a challenge. You wanted to take me, but you couldn't have me. So the only way that you could get me was taking me by force. Are you happy now, Commander? Are you fucking happy now? Oh, you're pounding into my gut. Oh, and my legs wrapped around you. My arms are around your shoulders. Oh, begging you to rape me harder and take me harder. Oh, fuck, Commander, please, please, please. I'm so close again, please, please. You're gonna come inside me? I don't fucking care. I don't fucking care what you do. Just please keep going. Oh, Commander, please. Oh, please, I'm gonna come again. Oh, Commander, please. Please come inside me. Oh, fuck. No, please. Please. Oh, keep pumping. Not that come inside me. Oh, if you're gonna rape me, you have to do it right. Oh, if you're gonna rape me, you have to fill me with your cum, too. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll clean that up right now. I'll just get on my knees. And clean up. That massive cum. Off of your cock. Yes, Commander. Your cum and my squirt taste so good mixed together. Oh, nobody had ever made me do that before, Commander. Nobody had ever made me squirt. And come as hard as you did. Even though you raped those orgasms out of me. And you forced them out of me. I guess you got what you fucking wanted, didn't you? You got the frigid, hardworking ensign to turn into a horny little cum slut for you. Well, I guess it's mission accomplished, Commander. But don't fucking expect me to do this every time for you. If you want this to happen again, well, you're gonna have to take it from me just like you did today. Well, I suppose if my new role is going to be your rape slut, then I'll take it. But I will never come to or for you willingly. So wipe that stupid fucking smirk off of your face. or else I'll have to.
Mm.